In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the cantata Introit, and in the Isaiah passage we heard read at Matins this morning, we hear a theme repeated. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Give thanks to the Lord. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. On account of the marvelous deeds of our Lord, there is now joyful singing and exclamation, proclamation into the world. In today's gospel, however, the disciples are filled with sorrow, and Jesus tells them that he will send the Spirit to reprove or convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Judgment, because the ruler or the prince of this world is judged. So is this joyful proclamation with cause for rejoicing, or is it rather stern judgment? Jesus calls the Spirit the Comforter and explains, "It is expedient that I depart. It is to your advantage that I go away." But how can this be so if he is coming to reprove the world? The Spirit's reproving of the world is condemning sin and unbelief, but it is at the same time also a call to faith, an invitation to believe in the Son. The conviction concerning righteousness is the vindication of Jesus as the righteous one, the Christ who died for sins, and whom the Father has raised to life again. The Spirit's conviction of the world, which he will assist the apostles in pronouncing into the world, is a call to come out of the darkness of unbelief and into the light. As Jesus had said earlier, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world. Everyone who practices evil hates the light, but he who does the truth comes to the light." The light shines in the darkness and lays bare what is false and what is evil. The light divides, it judges, because one either receives the light and turns away from what is evil and false and is begotten a child of God, or one does not and remains in sin and darkness. And Jesus is the light of the world, not was only, but is still, though he departed. He didn't leave his disciples in order just for the world to be condemned. Quite the opposite. He went from death to life and back to the Father so that he might continually be the light shining into the world, that he might send the Holy Spirit to take of what is his and proclaim it to the world through the apostolic preaching and ministry. When the Spirit comes upon the apostles at Pentecost in tongues of fire, they begin to speak. With this act, Jesus speaks his own word, not with his mouth now, but through the mouths of his apostles, and then multiplied through time and space in all the faithful ministers throughout the world. How expedient this is indeed, and advantageous to us. Though he goes away, Christ does not relinquish his claim he has on the world. He loves the world, and he died bearing the sins of the whole world. It is not yet judgment day. The Lord still calls and beckons sinners to himself, and he does this through the Spirit, the church's comforter. So the Holy Spirit's reproving work in the world is cause for rejoicing and singing, because through the Spirit, that is, through the apostolic preaching and ministry, the Lord is still doing marvelous things. Through the preaching of the word, he is still showing forth his righteousness in the sight of the heathen. His right hand and his holy arm are still gaining him the victory when sinners are brought to repentance and turn away from sin, and when Satan is cast down by the preaching of the gospel, when sins are forgiven and when new life is created. Yes, the Lord Jesus has a claim on the world. He has a vested interest in the well-being of every person. He spoke of himself when he said, "No greater love has anyone done this than that he lay down his life for his friends? Each and every soul Jesus considered his friend when he suffered and died for them, shedding his blood for their sakes and for your sakes. We know from the Passion accounts, still fresh in our minds from Lent, how earnestly and tirelessly our Lord Jesus toiled for the salvation of the world and what he went through to accomplish it. So too, by his departure and by his sending of the Spirit to his apostles, he is still actively seeking the salvation of the world with the same dedication and vigor. Look, he has sought out you. He has called you by the gospel. He has claimed you as one of his own, a sheep of his own fold. He has begotten you from above through the waters of holy baptism. Or as St. James says in our epistle, of his own will the Father brought us forth by the word of truth. Yes, through the word of truth in and with the waters of baptism, he brought you forth out of the dark places of the world and has begotten you from above, making you sons of God. Where there was darkness, the light of God's grace now shines brightly upon you from your heavenly Father, the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation or shadow. So you have been brought into this light of God's grace, which has shone into the world by the Holy Spirit through the apostolic preaching. So now, while you are singing and rejoicing on account of the salvation of your souls, be also vigilant to remain in this light. Just as the unbelieving world may, by God's grace, still come to receive the word of truth, on the other hand, you are still susceptible to the assaults of the prince of this world. While he is judged, he has not yet received his sentencing. He still tempts and deceives with great power. So be diligent to remain in this light. Remain in the word of truth by which you were brought forth. Hear the proclamation again and again of the Spirit concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Fulfill your baptismal calling by daily repenting and receiving forgiveness. Take to heart this new life that you have been given. As the Apostle James writes, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And as our Lord Jesus Christ says, and the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. The Lord Jesus Christ has claimed you by his dying and by his rising again to life. So give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, for he has done gloriously. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.